The Gemara Masechta Bechiras Daf Dalamud Aleph quotes the Braisa that says, "How come it's Daf from the Zeman? Everybody could combine for a Zeman, Kahanim Levim Yisraelim, Kahanim Levim and Yisraelim." Ask the Gemara, Pshita, what's, as the Gemara has been asking many times over the last 2.5 blat? Of course, what would I think differently that Kahanim Levim Yisraelim should not combine? Answers the Gemara, we're referring to a situation where the Kahanim ate Truma or Kachin, Vizar Ka'achal Chulin, and the Zar was eating Chulin. So therefore we would perhaps think, if the Zar would want to eat what the Kohen is eating, he may not, because the Zar, as we know, most Kachin may not eat, and certainly may not eat Truma. Ema, so therefore we would assume Loilat Starif. This is not a group that can combine for Zimon. Kamash Malon teaches us this Braisa, that Nei, the Zor, Behadi Koin Le Motzi Ochel. Yes, the Zor may not eat what the Koin is eating. However, Koin, Behadi Zor Motzi Ochel, the Koin may eat Chulin that the Zor is eating, and therefore they could combine. The Paiskim, first the Rishonim, Rash, the Sheet, the Tosfos, the Ve'amasku V'hach, says based on this Gemara, that if you have three individuals that made a neder, that they won't have any hanor, one from the other, so in those circumstances, none of the individuals could eat what the other one is eating, then they can't join together for a Zeman. But Tosfos then himself says that's not necessarily correct, because by Truma, there's never a situation where a Zor may eat Truma. Whereas by Mudar Hanor, where we know that if somebody made another, the halacha is you could be matan neder. So therefore, there's a potential that they can eat together. If they will be matter neder, maybe it's different. That's what Tosfos says here. However, Tosfos in Masechta Brachos, Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, Divrei HaMaskil Ochel, paskins clearly that if the three individuals who sat and ate together, Amud HaNoah, one from the other, the halacha is that even though they could potentially be matan neder, the halacha is as long as they weren't matan neder, they can't combine for a zimun. And the Beis Yosef in Eirechayim Simen Kuf Tzadik Vav says, brings a raya to Tosfos' psak. He says, because Truma is one of the examples that was mentioned in our Gemara. And Truma is also something that you could be shoyel on. Yet the Gemara didn't bring that as a reason why they could combine. So we see that the fact that they potentially can combine is not a good reason. Del Yoraba, in saying, in disputing the Beis Yosef, says that our Gemara is referring to a situation, obviously, where the Kohen already received the Truma. The halacha that you could be shoyel on Truma is only until you gave the Truma to the Kohen. But once you gave the Kohen the Truma, the Gemara Masechet Nedarim Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph teaches us that you can't be shoyel on it. And therefore, it's the Beis Yosef's raya, the Beis Yosef's point is not so well taken. The Achronim attempt to answer the Beis Yosef, to defend the Beis Yosef, because he says that the Gemara should have at least made that point. The Machsa Shekel says that our Gemara is speaking about all truma. The halacha is that even though a kohen may eat truma, still, if a kohen has produce, he has to take off from that produce truma, and after he takes off from the produce truma, he could eat it himself. But since that was produce that he himself took truma off, the halacha would be that it could be shoil on it. And our Gemara, ostensibly, says the Machsa Shekel, is referring to that truma as well. The Beis Yosef, in there in Siman Kuf Tzadik Vav, quotes that Gos Maimini and the Mordechai, that says if the Zohar is eating with the Kohen, so and the Kohen is eating truma, because as we explained, even though the Zohar can't eat the truma, the Kohen can eat the truma, say these Rishonim, but let's say the Zohar was eating Pas Akum, and we are referring to a Kohen that doesn't eat Pas Akum, so now we have a situation where the Zohar can't eat what the Kohen is eating, and the Kohen can't eat what the Zohar is eating, and then they won't combine. However, the Beis Yosef quotes the Ogur, who says it doesn't have to be a situation where there's somebody who's eating something that everybody could eat for them to be able to combine. The fact that they could possibly have such a situation, that means if Pas Yisrael of Chulin were brought to this table, they all could eat from that. The fact that they're not eating that type of food now doesn't prevent them from to combine. The Taz, however, disagrees. And the Taz says, and this goes back to what we discussed a moment ago, that the fact that something potentially could happen doesn't give them the ability to combine. And the raya is truma, because you could be shoil on truma. But the reality is right now it is truma. And the fact that right now it is truma is enough of a reason that they cannot combine. These halachas of when you could combine and when you could actually make a bracha are all taught to us in Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim Siman Kuf Tzadik Vav. The Shulchan Aruch teaches us, Achol Davar Isser. First, the Shulchan Aruch discusses someone who ate something which is not permitted to eat. Apishen Osa El Medrabonim. Even what he ate is only Osa Medrabonim. Eim Zamnan Lov. You don't, such an individual cannot join in the Zimun. Veim Mevarchim Alov. You don't make a bracha. Loi Betchilav, Loi Besoif. And the Mishnah Berurah already immediately teaches us that when we say something is Osir, it doesn't only refer to a situation that the food is inherently usur, it's non-kosher. Even if it's usur because he made it usur on himself, I was just discussed, somebody made a neder that he's not going to eat a certain food, the halach is we don't join together. And the achronim discuss these halachas very extensively. The Prima Gadim says that even if it's something which is a suffix, if it's usur, if it's a suffix deraisa, since we know that suffix deraisa l'chumra, so we weren't allowed to eat it, the halacha is you shouldn't make a bracha. And he says even further, let's say somebody already made a bracha rishona, and now he realizes that there's a suffix deraisa if you're on this food, even though now we have a problem of a brach of atala, a shayla of loisisa, The halacha is he should make a bracha. And he explains, because Chazal did not say that there's a halacha, a bracha, in a situation where you weren't allowed to eat the food. Chazal were the ones that taught us you have to make brachas. And they taught us not to make a bracha in such a situation. However, if it's a suffix derabbanan, there we do make a bracha rishona and a bracha achroina. Furthermore, in situations where there are opinions that you may eat the food, chol of stam, etc., that even though people should be machmer not to eat the food of Adar, still, if he's going to eat it, even if you're a person that's machmer, certainly you should make a bracha rishoyna, a bracha achroina. I did see that the Stechemet says, we know that halacha is emevatlan osur isser lechatchila. If you have something that's osur, that you shouldn't deliberately be mevatlan and shishim to be allowed to eat it, what happens if you did such a thing and now you have this food? Do you make a bracha or not? The Stechemet says that you shouldn't. The Kaf HaChaim says that you may. He says that if you're going to do tshuva on what you did, so then the knas, the rabbonon, that said that you may not eat the food falls away, and therefore you could eat it. And therefore, you can make the bracha. The Mishnah Brura teaches us further that if somebody makes a bracha under such a situation, you don't say amen on that bracha. Furthermore, says the Mishnah Brura, that the reason why you shouldn't make a bracha, because the Gemara says that this is not called a bracha, it's called menatz es Hashem. What happens if somebody ate something that was usur, but he didn't realize that it was usur? And by the time he wants to bake a bracha achroina, he realizes it's usur. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Taz, that you can make a bracha achroina, but he says that you shouldn't, even though you make a bracha achroina, you shouldn't join in a zimun. There are, however, Paiskim, the Ksav Sofer, Darach HaShulchan, the Kaf HaChaim, that disagree with the Mishnah Berurah, and therefore the Paiskim say what you should do is make sure to eat something which is certainly kosher, and then make the bracha achroinu, and then ostensibly you would also be able to join in a zimun. Furthermore, point out the Paiskim, that somebody who does make a bracha under those circumstances, besides the halacha that we've been learning here, that you don't make a bracha under those circumstances, there's a much more fundamental halacha, and that is that you also over the lav of Laisisa, that you mentioned Hashem's name in vain.